Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The next question for tonight deals with supporting students who are going through schools of preaching. And then also the question deals with, are schools of preaching authorized? I found this question most interesting because whenever I was getting ready to go to the school of preaching, my family and I to move to Knoxville, we had a preacher, an elder from an anti-congregation who actually was my principal in high school. He came to our home and he sat down with me and he says, Kevin, you cannot go to the school of preaching. And I said, why? And he says, there's no authorization given in Scripture for this. And if you do so, you are committing a sin. He is from the anti-school of thought, non-cooperative congregation. And I knew a little bit about their feelings on that, but still did not know the full extent as to their position on this. From what we find in Scripture, the Lord's church must educate and train gospel preachers. And this is in part where he was coming from. He said that it was the congregation's responsibility to train and to educate preachers. And I say that we do play a role in that, but still at the same time, can a congregation accomplish that within themselves? Well, that depends upon the congregation. A congregation our size, we have men who have never been to the school of preaching and do a phenomenal job whenever they stand in front of us and proclaim God's Word. A part of that is due to what they have received here at this congregation or maybe what they've received at other congregations. Then also, it would in part fall back on their shoulders to their commitment in personal study of God's Word. There are situations, though, where that individuals, there are certain scenarios, though, where that you may have a small congregation and they're not able to provide everything that is necessary for that man to go and to receive everything that he needs in order to adequately do the job in standing in front of the congregation. So where is he going to receive that? I believe that school of preaching or brotherhood school certainly would help and may be the answer to this. What we find in Scripture is that the Apostle Paul took Timothy and Titus under his wing in order to educate them as gospel preachers. Young evangelist is oftentimes the way that we see him referring to them or treating them. Timothy then was to introduce and to teach, to train others, other men. He says, Paul said to him in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, the things that you have heard from me, the same commit thou to faithful men who will also be able to teach others. Well, how was he going to do that? Well, no doubt he would have taken others under his wing, but would there have been anything wrong with him or others setting up a school-type setting to accomplish that? Absolutely not. I believe that it would have been very beneficial. Not only are you able to train one or two, you're able to train a larger group. And that's what I certainly and others have experienced in going through the schools of preaching. The first century church sent trained men out. And I put trained men in there to draw the point is that these men were educated. These men were able to go. And one thing that certainly can hinder the church today, and I believe has hindered the church in various ways in the past and probably still affects it today in certain areas, is that if we do not have individuals who know God's Word and then also the responsibility that comes with preaching and teaching the gospel. Not only are you a preacher, as you would work with a congregation, you are also a personal minister. You're an evangelist. You're doing all types of work, outreach, reaching out to lost and dying souls, but in like figure, you're helping to minister to the saints. And a lot of times, congregations do not stress that as they're working individually with an individual to train them. And if an individual is studying for themselves, they're not able to gather all of that information or they fail oftentimes to gather that information as to all that isn't required by God in order for them to be an effective preacher, minister, evangelist with the congregation. I know whenever we were going through the school of preaching had us read from what is oftentimes referred to, and I'm using quotations here, as the pastoral epistles. And that's a liberal usage of First and Second Timothy and Titus. But what we learned as we were going through that study is they said, go through and see what Paul said to these men as young evangelists. All the responsibility, all the role that they were to engage in as preachers in the local work. And what an eye-opener just from those three areas of the Scripture as to the work and responsibility of the preacher. Preaching students. Let me close that out, I guess. When we look at then, is there authorization in Scripture for preaching schools? Yes, I believe that there most certainly is. Also, though, we need to understand is that preaching students have needs as well as they deserve our support. They are not able to hold down jobs due to the course requirements. I know whenever we were going through the school of preaching, usually I would receive 4, maybe 5 hours of sleep a night. And that's not an exaggeration. You cover 4 years' worth of material in 2 years. It's the equivalent of a 4-year degree in 2 years. So very high demands in regard to your study time at school as well as then outside of class. And it's not possible for individuals to hold down a full-time job. When we were getting ready to go to school, I actually spoke with Brother Meadows as well as Charles Brown. Brother Meadows was the director at that time. Brother Charles was dean of students. And I inquired and says, listen, I'm used to working 40 hours a week plus. May I hold a part-time job if we're not able to gather all of our support? And Brother Brown says, you will get all of your support. And I said, well, but what if we can't? I was always a what if. And Brother Meadows says, you will find that you will not be able to hold a job at all because it's going to require all of your time. And we were able to gather all the support with God's help and with the help of brethren. And I know whenever we went into the school, I soon learned very quickly whenever I received that first syllabus as to the requirements, as to the weight, the level of study that one was going to engage in through the school. Also, though, when we think about students, they must continue to provide for the needs of their families. All of the expenses that individuals incur, they do not go away. And what we found is whenever we went to school, it was the first time that we realized that we were going to be responsible for purchasing our own medical insurance. And boy, that was an eye-opener. And in that, there is food to put on the table, there's rent to be paid, and an individual who is a single student going into the school, they can kind of scrimp and scrape from time to time, but still at the same time, they deserve their support. And they shouldn't have to worry about where their money's going to come from going through the school. And the same is true then for a married man with children. So they are very much in need of support and very much deserve our support as they're going through the school. They usually sacrifice everything in order to attend a brotherhood school. I can speak for myself and my family. Whenever we went through the school of preaching, we cashed in my 401k. And we used some of that money to help to support us. And in no way do we ever regret any of that. Yet at the same time, looking back on that, it was a sacrifice. And others I know have done that, and also others have done much more, even taking out loans and things of that nature in order for them to go through the school. So, again, I believe that biblically, God identifies that we can, and I think that it can be very useful for us to have brotherhood schools of preaching, to educate and to train men, and these individuals certainly are deserving and worthy of our support.